Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Another big down day for the cattle futures. We had the live cattle limit down, feeder cattle limit down, and of course this is the expanded limits down. So live cattle were $4.50 lower, which put the April live cattle down to $92.82, down $4.50. And we were down the limit all the way out through December of 2020. And the lowest contract currently is the June at $83.07. So we're knocking on the door of that 80-cent mark, which is, it's hard to believe. You know, most people believe that the live cattle have a hard time trading below a dollar. Well, 83 cents is obviously significantly below the $1. The cash trade this week, we had some 113 yesterday. Now, most people, I think, are looking for 110 to 113, which is quite a bit lower than last week's 120 and 119. But it's still a pretty good premium to where the April live cattle are at 92.82. Feeder cattle were down 675 today. We haven't quite made new contract lows there, but we're right on the door of those. With April's at 110.67, down 675. May's were 675 lower at 111.65. And lean hogs also down the limit here with them below 50 cents.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let's see. There's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahms' new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahms' strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
Ha, they won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
The grain markets were mixed here today. We had corn actually unchanged, beans anywhere from three lower to a penny higher. Kansas City wheat down about 9 cents, which put July at 473 and a quarter, about 27 or 30 cents off the high just two trading days ago. The grain markets are still sorting through what's going on around the world in terms of global trade. People are, you know, there for a while were buying up to secure their local needs. You know, countries were buying what they needed for their short-term needs, not knowing what the future would bring. It seems like right now we've turned into more of a demand destruction issue with the grains, especially the wheat, getting weaker. Also, the fundamental part of it, where on Tuesday the USDA said 97 million acres of corn, that's weighing on the market, at least for corn futures. And then one outside thing today that happened was President Trump said that the Saudis and Russians sounded like they were going to maybe cut their production by about 10 million barrels of oil per day. On that news, the crude oil actually rallied about $6 a barrel from about 20 to 26. And the idea was if oil goes up, then that would make ethanol profitable again. And so corn tried to get a little bit of strength from that. Currently, the Dow Jones is up about 580 at 21,319.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.